You are listening to Motif Mosaic.
Salutations and welcome. Thanks for tuning in. This is Motif Mosaic and I'm your host, Blessing. Just as we continue on in this journey, as we punctuate this time together with songs and stories, thanks for listening in. And here are a couple of songs that are be playing for you and just talking you through it, just the things and the feelings, the stories, and just the thoughts that I've had as I've been compiling these lists. And I hope that we have a great time today and that you may have a great time listening in, and as we go on forth, putting our thoughts together and coming together. So the first song that we're listening to is Don't Stop Praying by Matthew West. And a lot of the time, you know, in just this life of faith, there's a lot of time we pray and it seems there's no answer. It seems that there's nothing coming our way or nothing is changing. But as this song starts off in its own title, that we should not stop praying. We should not stop asking. We should not stop coming before God faithfully and consistently, knowing that He works all things and He can change things in a matter of moments. And so we do not lose hope. We continue to pray. You know, just as we see that Jesus in His own life continued to pray fervently, so we must do the same. Just as Paul gives instruction to the church in Thessalonica that they must pray without ceasing, or another way to look at that word is we must pray without interruption. So no matter what, no matter if there's no change or it seems like there is a delayed response to your prayer, we continue to pray. We continue to go on in faith. You know, we do not give in to frustrations or questions or these things that we do not understand, because a lot of the time God's silence isn't something that reflects inactivity, but God continues to work even in the background. God continues to work even when you can't see it. You know, it's just as when your mother's in another room cooking in the kitchen and you can't smell it, it doesn't mean that there's nothing going on. You just haven't seen it yet. And we know that faith, you know, is that assurance for the things hoped for, the conviction of the things unseen. So we do not have to see, but we have to trust and we have to follow along, knowing that God is working. So what we do is we press on in anticipation. We press on in expectation, know that as we continue on in prayer, God will work. God will answer according to His time and according to His will. So as you listen into the song, there may be something that seems impossible. There may be something that you need a miracle for. Do not stop praying. So here it is, Don't Stop Praying by Matthew West.
What's your impossible? Your I need a miracle. What's got you barely hanging by a single thread? What looks so hopeless now? What weighs down your heart with doubt? You beg for a breakthrough, but no sign of breakthrough yet. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why. And you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on pounding on heaven's door. Let your knees well out the floor. Don't stop believing, 'cause mountains move with just a little faith. And your Father's heard every single word you're saying. So don't stop praying. He's close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Alpha and Omega knows how your story ends. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why. And you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time.
Don't stop.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Don't stop praying that addictions end. Don't stop praying for deliverance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Oh, don't stop praying for the sickness healed. Don't stop praying for His power revealed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. No, don't stop praying for the kingdom come. Don't stop praying that His will be done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on pounding on heaven's door. Lay your knees where
And as we continue on in life, you know, there's times when we don't know why things are happening, or we ask ourselves, why me, or why this, or why that. And unfortunately, I'm a victim of it too, where I ask myself, why me, when bad things happen. But some of the times what happens is we don't tend to ask, I'd say, the question on the other end of the spectrum. When good things happen to us, we don't tend to quickly ask ourselves, why is this good thing happening to me? You know, why is it that I'm alive at this moment? Why is it that I have food in my stomach? Why is it that I get to hear blessing as I tune into this program? You know, it's really something that we ought to look at and reconsider. Why is it that God is so good to each and every one of us? Because really, we don't deserve anything of God's goodness. You know, in the Bible, it describes that God makes it rain for the unjust and the just, those who are grateful and those who are not. So we see that God is good regardless what you do or what you don't do. None of us deserve any of God's goodness. And so when you ask yourself why is God so benevolent? Why is God so loving? Why is God so patient? Why is He so merciful? It just goes back to the fact that it is who He is. You know, it really baffles us to see that God chose to love us when we're still His enemies. God chose to send His Son to die on the cross when we rejected Him and we didn't want anything to do with Him. He continued to pursue us. And so this is the heart of the song that we're listening to in this time. And it's called Why by Elevation Worship, where this group just tackles the question, why does God love us? Why does God treat us in this way? Why is God so good to us? And, you know, it's really something that I don't think we'll ever fully understand or exhaust. But that's okay, because we can trust and know that God loves us regardless of whatever it is that we're doing. And the more we look into why, I think the more we're left astounded and astonished and speechless even to know that God chose to love us who are people who are rejecting Him. And we'll never really fully know why or know the extent or know what it cost God to love us in such a way. So here is Why by Elevation Worship.
What can I say of your love that has not already been said? Were I to tell all the things you have done, I would run out of breath. So many songs have been sung, but how could I praise you enough? So here's another one. Why you love me like you love me, I'll never know. Why you love me like you love me, your love is better than silver, better than gold, better than anything I've ever known, I'll never know. Why you love me like you love me, I'll never know. Thank you.
doesn't always feel like laughter. Blessings don't always come from the places I thought they would. Your love doesn't look anything like it does in Hollywood. You don't walk out when it's over. That's when I need you the most. I'll never know
why you love me like you love me. I'll never know why you love me like you love me. Your love is better than silver, better than gold, better than anything I've ever known. I'll never know why you love me like you love me. I'll never know why you love me like you love me. I'll never know why you love me like you love me. I'll never know.
Even when I turn my back, you love me. Even when I curse your name, you love me. And even when I broke your heart, you love me. You love me, yeah, you love me. And when I make my bed in hell, you love me. When I don't even love myself, you love me. You're not the kind to cut and run. You love me, you love me, yeah, you love me.
Why you love me like you love me. You'll never know why you love me like you love me. Your love is better than silver, better than gold, better than anything I've ever known. I'll never know why you love me like you love me. I'll never know.
So this next song that we're listening to is an oldie, but a goodie, I think. You know, so many iterations have been done of the song. It's been sort of like an anthem across a lot of churches. And this next song is Awesome God, composed and written by Rich Mullins. It was recorded in the 80s, 1988 to be specific. And the title itself, Awesome God, is something that refers to various scriptures, but one of the scriptures that I came across was Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 5, where Nehemiah is praying to God. And if you know the story of both Nehemiah and Ezra, they go on to this challenge, or they seek to rebuild the temple and rebuild the city of Jerusalem. And this is the start of one of Nehemiah's prayers, as he's seeking God. You know, he says that God is an awesome God and he's to be greatly feared. Or another word that's used in the KJV is that God is terrible. And yeah, to say that God is terrible in today's English seems almost blasphemous, but what he meant was that God is so great and it's so astounding that it's a very awe-inspiring thing to know that this is the God that I'm praying to. And a lot of the time, you know, we like to shrink down God from being so grand and so great and so awesome and so fearful that we lose sight of what he's able to do and who he is. So as we connect with God, as we relate to him, we ought to be reminded that our God is an awesome God. Our God is a God who does impossible things. He's a God who still does miracles. So we do not have to fear when God is working, when God is moving. But we ought to be always reminded that the God that we pray to, the God that we know, is a God who's alive, is a God that is powerful, and is able to do far much more than we can think or imagine. Because our God is an awesome God. Our God is a God to be adored and to be worshipped. So as you listen in to this next song, as Rich Mullins describes these attributes of God and how awesome he is, I hope it strikes you to sing along and to just sing of God's goodness and his awesome nature.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. A mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.
And this next song that we're listening into is an interesting one in the sense that it's a story beautifully done by the artist. His name is Chris Renzema. I hope I got that right. And the name of the song is Jacob. So it is about Jacob, who, if you know much about him, he's one of the patriarchs of the Israelites. In fact, he's the ancestor of the whole family of Israel, of the 12 tribes and all the people. They all come directly from him in their lineage. And as you look into the story of Jacob, it's mostly described in the first book of the Bible, Genesis. You know, we see that at his birth, he had a brother called Esau. And when he was born, he was holding his brother's heel. And as he was named, you know, his name was Jacob, which means he who takes by the heel, or he who cheats. And later on, as the story progresses, we see that as they get much older, Jacob and Esau come to a point in time where their father is getting old and he's losing his sight. And, you know, he asks Esau, "Can I bless you one more time before I die?" But before this happens, Jacob is able to steal Esau's birthright and also to steal this blessing that was meant for Esau. And we see that his very name, the one who cheats, had come into a sort of fruition, that he cheated his brother. And we see the different tensions that are brought out in the song, that this is a man who has made enemies of his family because of greed, because of deception. And we see just the different things that go on and the different things that concern him as he carries on through life. But then we see that there is an encounter that Jacob has with God. You know, if you know the story, it's that Jacob wrestles with an angel. And it's so fascinating to think that, wow, just a mere man fighting against a being like an angel all throughout the night and still succeeding. But then in the midst of it, we see that this angel, in this encounter with God, asks Jacob, what is your name? And, you know, to do this means that Jacob had to acknowledge who he was. He had to acknowledge that my name is Jacob, which means he who deceives, he who robs or steals from others. And this point in time that he has this encounter with this angel as a time for him to reflect amongst himself and to realize what his nature was. And as this happened, after this encounter, he gets a new name and he's renamed as Israel. And, you know, it's a very interesting thing when you look at it and you look at this as an analogy for what happens for a lot of people as they encounter God, is that there's an acknowledgement that has to happen, that you realize what your nature is. You realize what it was that you were before God, whether it was being a deceptive person or being a thief or being a murderer, before you receive this new nature. And the exact same thing happened to Jacob, that before this encounter with God, he lived a certain way, but he acknowledged his ways and received a new nature. And the same thing happens for each and every one of us, that in Christ, as we encounter him, a new creation comes out and we're made different, we're made new into the image of God, and we are restored. And that's the exact same thing for each and every one of us. So it's not something to be ashamed of, to understand where you are, but it's a better thing for you to move out of that old pattern of life and to know God and to walk in the newness of life. So as you listen in this story of Jacob, I hope it may resound with you in certain ways and in certain areas, to know that as we encounter God, we are made new. As we bring ourselves humbly before him, willing to be changed, he will change our hearts, our minds, and our ways.
I've been running for the keep, I've been wrestling in my sleep, been wearing these skins for so long. I've been running from the gun, from my own father's son, to you surrounding to settle my home. And all my lions just bought more land for me to roam. And I know that I'm not right, but I'm still putting up a fight. And I know my hands can't hold all I aim to steal. And I know that there is a cure for this sickness my heart endures, but it's hard to walk naked into the light. Well, since you called me the deceiver, I admit that I believed her, and I was raised by that name, her first son. Some nights I stay up and wonder, my con man or brother, but in the morning my heart wakes up numb, and all my lines just made more cause for me to run. And I know that I'm not right, but I'm still putting up a fight. And I know my hands can't hold all I aim to see. For this sickness my heart endures, but it's hard to walk naked into the light. Yeah, it's hard to walk naked into the light. doorstep from my dreams while I slept. And angels stood where my head had lain. And I know I should be grateful, but my heart's just so tangled in the words and the lies and the pain. So touch me and I won't walk the same. Oh God, would you give me a name? 'Cause all my lines just left one person here to blame.
And so this next song is something to do with confidence, I would say. You know, a lot of the time we have different things that we find confidence in. You know, if someone asks you, what are you confident in yourself or in your skills or in your abilities or in your appearance? You have an answer to say that I can do this, or I'm so talented at basketball, I can dunk, or I can shoot a three-pointer, or many various things. But these things change over time. You know, one day you might get too old to play basketball, or an unfortunate accident may happen and you can't play anymore. And that thing that you're so confident in changes, and you can't really rely on that same thing over and over again. But in this song, Building On You by Sunday, Morflow and Aaron Cartman, what they talk about is a confidence in God, in building upon God. Because a lot of the time, there's metaphors that are used in images in the Bible about building. You know, Jesus says that he who listens to my word and does it is like a man who builds his house on solid rock with a foundation. When storms come, that house will still stand. And the same thing applies for each and every one of us. We ought to have our confidence in God. You know, we ought to be sure and know that he is the foundation that we can build our lives upon. You know, it just reminds me of how it says in the Psalm that if God is not building a house, the builders are building it in vain. So we ought to just remind ourselves and check with ourselves to see, what am I building upon? What am I confident in as I take the next step? Am I trusting in my own abilities? Am I trusting in God being able to hold me up and his word and his promises? Because we know that God is a sure help. God is surely there to help us and to carry us along the way. And just another psalm that comes to mind is Psalm 20 verse 7. You know, it says that some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. And it's just that thing to know that some are going to trust in whatever resources that they have. Some are going to trust in whatever technology that they have or whatever it is that they think they have. But we as the people of God, we trust in our God to know that his word never fails. All these other things may pass, but God continues to consistently be there. So my question and challenge to you as we listen to this is that, are you building on God? Are you trusting in God? And know that it is not in vain that we trust in God. So here's Building On You by Sunday, Morflow and Aaron Cartman.
My holy Abba, you're the
lastly, as we continue to the concluding parts of the segment, it's been a joy to have you along until this point. If you've been here from the very start, I give you an applause with my hands right now. And just continuing on, you know, there's just a beautiful promise, a beautiful thing that I think we have as followers of Christ, to know that Jesus calls us his friends. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing to know that God himself looks at me and says, blessing, you are my friend. I get to know you and walk together, to know that God is my friend. He's not just up there in the heavens, but he knows my struggles. He knows my woes. And another beautiful thing is that although we are God's friends, there's a sort of caveat to it. You know, it says to his disciples in John 15:4 that if you are my friends, you'll do what I command you to do. But here's the thing, though. As I look at the nature of God and his love, when he calls us, it is from his nature of his love for us, which is greater than what we can ever comprehend. And when you look at certain rules and certain things that go on, even in this world, you know, laws often reflect the heart of the lawgiver. There's certain rules that apply in the area that you're in or that apply in the workplace that you're in that reflect the purpose and the working of your workplace or the purpose and the working of your government as you submit to them. And surely, when you think about the heart of God and his love for us, as he gives us each and every command, it is because of the love that he has for us. And as we seek to love him back, it's for us to come into a place of obeying him and following in his commands. So God's commands should never be a burden. They shouldn't be something that we do so heavily or without any joy in our hearts. But it is because we love God that we're able to obey. It is because of the love that we have for God that we're able to faithfully be God's friends, listening to what he's telling us to do and following in his commands. So as you love God, do it not only in your words, but also in your deeds and in the following of the commandments that he has given to each and every one of us. So here's Obey by Tiffany Hudson. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time.
Be the light in the lamp down my feet. Jesus, I do.
Thank you for listening to Motif Mosaic.